and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Richard Cantu. For a third straight election cycle, former President Trump accepted the Republican presidential nomination, calling on Democrats to stop calling him an enemy of democracy.
I am the one saving democracy for the people of our country.
Turning to the economy,
I will end the devastating inflation crisis immediately, bring down interest rates, and lower the cost of energy. We will drill, baby, drill.
The U.S. is already the largest petroleum producer in the world, and inflation is closing in on the 2% rate that the Federal Reserve wants to see before lowering interest rates. An advisor to President Biden said Trump was playing his greatest hits from 2016 and made no appeal to moderates. Trump's speech ran longer than 90 minutes, which goes into the books as the longest broadcast nomination acceptance speech in U.S. history. This is ABC News. New research in the British Medical Journal has promising news for expectant mothers and COVID vaccination.
Researchers say the new study found babies born to women who received a dose of the COVID vaccine during their first trimester did not have higher rates of increased risk of birth defects. Results also showed birth defects that did occur were not linked to women who were infected with a COVID virus in their first 3 months of pregnancy. Researchers say the study supports the benefits of getting vaccinated outweigh the risks for both mother and baby. It comes as COVID cases are on the rise nationwide. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
We learned of the death May 18th of Peter Buxton. He was the whistleblower who revealed that the federal government allowed hundreds of black men in rural Alabama to go untreated for syphilis from the 30s into the 70s. Buxton led to the study's end in 1972. A hero to public health scholars and ethicists, Buxton died in California at the age of 86. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some big Wisconsin political figures say they would work for Donald Trump if he wins the White House again. Former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark said there aren't any plans in motion, but if he was asked, of course he would serve in a new Republican administration. During Trump's first term in office, Clark was considered for a post in the Department of Homeland Security. He withdrew his acceptance when news surfaced that he plagiarized his master's thesis. And former Governor Scott Walker is currently president of the group Young Americans for Freedom. He didn't rule out the idea. And Wisconsin has broken another employment record. New numbers from the Department of Workforce Development show the highest employment rate ever last month. The previous record was from May. Governor Tony Evers credited programs that strengthen the workforce through added access to education and fast-tracking licensing. That's been a big focus of his administration as governor. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media News.
Chris Middleton had surgery. Hi, I'm Mike Clevins with sports. The Bucks' Chris Middleton is recovering from arthroscopic surgery to both his ankles after a long season dealing with sprains he talked about in March.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we were heading towards after the injury.
A source telling The Athletic the 32-year-old Middleton is expected to make a full recovery and be ready for the start of the season. The Bucks' summer league schedule continues tomorrow afternoon when they face the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas. Vegas, tip-off time at 3 o'clock. NFL, Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to training camp in Green Bay to have their physical, the rest of the players this weekend. In golf, Tiger Woods says he could barely sleep at all Saturday night. The The 48-year-old Woods says he was shaken at the news of the assassination attempt made on Donald Trump's life. Woods received a Presidential Medal of Freedom from Trump at the White House in 2019. Tiger making the comments after arriving in Scotland for the 152nd British Open this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, look for mostly clear skies, light winds, and by sunrise, temperatures will be in the mid and upper 50s. A very comfortable start to our Friday. By afternoon on Friday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, light southwest winds, highs near 80. It's 60 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Folks, I'm taking a little bit of a vacation, but do not worry. You'll be in excellent hands with Matt Rothschild and Jim Santel as your guest hosts. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Just FYI, if a president steps down or is disabled, and nobody is talking about that, by the way, with regard to Biden, but there was we had a conversation about it at the tail end of the last hour, and I said I didn't think that Hubert Humphrey had to be confirmed by the House and Senate. Actually, the 25th Amendment does require that. It's in Section 2. But again, nobody's talking about Biden stepping down from the presidency. There's only talk about his possibly leaving the candidacy. Meanwhile, on the line with us is our old buddy Dean Obidala. He's the host of the Dean Obidala Show, weekdays 6 to 9 p.m. right here on SiriusXM Progress Channel 127. And if you don't have the SiriusXM app, it's a great way to listen to. He's also a columnist for CNN and .com and a contributor to The New Republic. And his Substack is The Dean's Report. Just get over to Substack.com and type in Dean's Report or Dean Obidala, if you know how to spell his last name, OBEIDALLAH.substack.com. And Dean, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, a couple of great pieces here you've been publishing. One on J.D. Vance. I realize it wasn't your most recent. That was on Menendez, and I thought that was fascinating, too. But let's talk about this stuff. Let's start out with J.D. Vance, since he was speaking last night.
Sure, but by the way, one quick thing with the 25th Amendment, with Section 2, if there's a vacancy in the vice presidency, you need both the House and Senate independently to vote for the person, majority in each chamber.
Correct.
Meaning if something happened to President Biden, God forbid, and Vice President Harris became president, there's no way Republicans allow us to confirm a vice president. They're just not going to do that in the House.
Right.
They will block it and keep that open, and Mike Johnson effectively becomes, well, not entitled, but in terms of actual circumstance, the effective vice president, being one heart, by the way,
from
the presidency. And it's very concerning.
We're in a
concerning time, to say the least. An understatement.
Yes.
So, yeah, Tom, about J.D. Vance. I mean, J.D. Vance had this old shucks speech last night. I'm just a hillbilly from the woods, whatever. He's a hedge fund millionaire. Who married a woman who's the daughter of immigrants, but uses his time to demonize immigrants. This is a man who openly trafficked in the Great Replacement Theory, openly. Not just at the convention, where you talk about Democrats allowing millions of illegal aliens, as he called them, into the country, but also recently called DEI programs racial hatred. And what he means by that is, for white people, it's racial hatred. You are fostering hate of white people by providing any kind of diversity programs that help people of color or any minority status.
But I think it's important to note that the major recipients, the major beneficiaries of DEI programs are white women.
Well, they don't want women working. I mean,
exactly.
That's another part of what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a movement that wants to go back to a time where women just stayed in the house and the man ran everything. For some of them, it comes right from the Bible in terms of, in Timothy, it says a woman should learn in silence and all submission and not teach a man. For some of them, it really comes from that. Others, it's just built-in misogyny. But also what J.D. Vance is very concerning is his authoritarianism, that he is on board with. He is smart enough to understand what's right and wrong. He's made a choice. He's a Yale Law School graduate. He's made a choice to embrace Donald Trump's call to prosecute political enemy, saying that's fine, there's nothing wrong with it. What people forget, and I've noticed in my, I know in my article, I'm trying to write a standalone article for it, for some other publication. In December, J.D. Vance, in a letter to the Department of Justice on Senate letterhead, calling for Robert Kagan, a journalist and scholar who wrote a Washington Post op-ed at the time, saying that Donald Trump, he getting in, could usher in a dictatorship. He called for Robert Kagan to be criminally investigated for inciting some kind of insurrection by that op-ed, and went after his wife by name, Victoria Nuland, who works in the State Department, saying her security clearance should be re-examined because she is married to a guy who was warning that Donald Trump was a threat. In writing,
this she's on Putin's hate list, and J.D. Vance is, you know, promoting Putin's interests in the United States. Right. That makes perfect sense.
It does, but it's really alarming that you've got a guy here who's 39, who's the next generation of MAGA, fully embracing authoritarianism.
Yeah. Let me toss in,
downplay January 6th and more.
Yeah, let me toss in one other thing. He wrote a letter to the Department of Justice. This was in January of last year, to Merrick Garland, that said, quote, "We demand that you act swiftly and in accordance with the law." He's talking about the Comstock Act. "Shut down all mail order abortion operations. Prosecute physicians, pharmacists, and others who break the federal mail order abortion laws." And he also cited criminal and money conspiracy law, or money laundering, criminal conspiracy and money laundering laws. This is a guy who wants the Comstock Act back, which would not only end all birth control in the United, all abortions in the United States, it would radically cut back access to birth control, and it would end all pornography in the United States.
Look, J.D. Vance is like Project 2025. He was foolish enough to put it into writing. Yeah. And we're going to use it against him over and over and over. Yeah. But what I think corporate media has been so horrific, and thankfully, Tom, we're not corporate media. We are, we're mainstream media, but we're not corporate media. When the corporate media coverage of J.D. Vance is missing two things. One, why did Donald Trump have to pick a new VP? Why are they talking about the fact that Mike Pence is not here because he would not join in Trump's coup? He said he won't endorse him. He literally said that Trump wanted to have him overturn the election, and Donald Trump sicked his supporters to kill the man. And Trump said, Mike deserves it. That's what Mark Meadows said. Why is that not talked about? Secondly, J.D. Vance has a year and a half service in government as a senator. That's it. How was he ready on day one? If a Democrat picked a senator who was 39, who had a year and a half service ever in public service, they'd be talking nonstop. This guy's not ready in day one to be president. The media just glosses both things over. I find the corporate media, I think the executives are rooting for Donald Trump, and we're seeing it in the coverage very clearly, the same way Elon Musk and Bill Ackman and other wealthy people want to see it, because lower taxes, less regulations, allow mergers so they can make even more money. We are seeing, you talk about the oligarchy, this election is about ushering in the oligarchy, where future decisions are made in a boardroom of oligarchs who then tell Trump and J.D. Vance what to do, and they jump as high as they want them to jump.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, let's also talk about Menendez. This I thought your piece was fascinating. In fact, the thought had occurred to me. Menendez was essentially convicted of bribery, of taking money from a foreign government and then doing things to help them out with his job in the legislature and, you know, a few other things like that. Well, if he took the money after he did what they asked him to do, according to the Supreme Court, that's not bribery. That's a tip.
That's it. U.S. versus Snyder. What an this, again, this is part of legalizing corruption, because that is what authoritarian and also fascist movements want. I cite that in the article where, you know, I quote Ruth Ben-Ghiat and Jason Stanley about the same idea. That so the Supreme Court says, oh, don't, you can't give the money before the official action, but afterwards it's not a bribe, it's a tip. And only if everyone's going to know what's going on. Wink, wink, hey, I can't give you anything before this. But afterwards, you know, I've got a beautiful truck in my driveway that might just make it here with some gold bullions in the front. I can't promise you that, but it might. Where everyone's going to know how to do business. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And to me, though, the bigger point was Menendez, convicted Tuesday, immediately calls for him to resign by Democratic leaders. Governor Murphy of New Jersey said he won't resign. He urged the Senate to expel him. Meanwhile, Republicans, and you got Menendez convicted of 16 felonies, Trump convicted 34 felonies. They nominated him to be their presidential nominee. What a difference in parties. This is one of the many fundamental differences between our two parties. And as I cite in my article, Tom, the hilarious thing is Tuesday was Make America Safe Again. It was all about law and order. Mike Johnson literally said the GOP, we're the party of law and order. We stand for prosecuting criminals. You're literally nominating a criminal, a convicted felon.
And they just voted to defund the FBI.
We live in a world of gaslighting that is, it's beyond anything.
Yeah.
You have to, I don't even know what's real or not anymore, and that's what they want. That's why we have to call out this BS and their hypocrisy just to keep our own sanity. I really think that's where we are as a people. That's how I feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to call out or nothing makes sense anymore. Not up is down, black is white. We are just completely lost as a human beings, let alone as a nation, and that's what they want. They want us confused and scared and despondent.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, and highly recommend that people sign up for your Dean's Report over at Substack.
Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for becoming a paid subscriber. I'm having people free subscriptions, free.
Yeah.
Tom was kind enough last week to become a paid subscriber, so thank you very much.
Yeah, well, it was just, you know, I didn't tell you that I did
Was it accidental?
You figured, I did it intentionally, but I wasn't looking for a plug or anything. In fact, I figured you wouldn't even know.
Nice
I just wanted to support it. I mean, you've been hitting these things out of the park, and whenever, you know, I subscribe to about 50 Substack publications now, and you know, whenever one comes along that is just really, really doing spectacular work, I want to support them. So I was
thank
happy
you
to support the Dean's Report. But anyhow, bottom line, Dean's Report over at Substack, you really want to check it out. The great Dean Obidala, you can hear him on Sirius XM every weekday, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Check it out. And, of course, Dean Obidala over on Twitter and et cetera. Dean, thanks.
Thanks.
And Dean of Radio.com, too. Thanks so much for dropping by, Dean.
Have a great day.
Yeah,
thanks,
you too. Great talking with you. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Is J.D. Vance far more dangerous than you think? We'll get to that and Project 2025 and fill it, or stick around. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabby Dada? Or Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong.
with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Cube League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's coops.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Cube Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I both love award-winning Just Thrive probiotic as well. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation, so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day, all with a money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. Promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. It's like getting a month for free. justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. justthrivehealth.com. J.D. Vance last night, we're done, ladies and gentlemen, catering to Wall Street. We'll commit to the working man, but they won't commit to unions. Right? In fact, this is a guy who, you know, ran a venture capital firm. In fact, he started his own. It's called Naria. He says, we need a leader who's not in the pocket of big business, but answers to the working man, union and non-union alike, which was his way of saying, you know, we're fine with businesses that want a union bust. You know, if Amazon doesn't want their warehouse workers unionized, we'll support that. If Starbucks wants to get rid of the union, we're there for them. He actually fought against legislation that would let workers organize into unions. One analyst said he voted for a bill that would, quote, fend off union organizing drives by setting up their own internal labor organizations, a.k.a. company unions. He has ties to Big Pharma. This is, pretty straightforward stuff, right? He ties to Big Pharma. He's raked in money from Big Oil. The AFL-CIO wrote on social media, quote, If J.D. Vance were pro-worker, he would have supported the PRO Act, but he didn't. He opposed it and introduced his own legislation to allow corporate bosses to create their own sham unions. By the AFL-CIO's tally, Vance has voted with working people 0% of the time as a senator, lower than the Republican average of 3%. Amazing. Picking up your calls here, Alan in DeKalb, Illinois. Hey, Hey, Alan, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to preface this question by saying that with regards to the shooting, I am not challenging any facts of the case. Thomas Crooks was the shooter. He used a real gun with real bullets. But this is the question. Isn't it entirely possible that this 20-year-old Republican shooter's motive was not to physically hurt Donald Trump, but instead to politically help him?
I think if that was the case, he wouldn't have gotten close enough to his head to hit his ear.
Tom, that's also an assumption, though, because we don't know that he came even within 20 feet of Donald Trump. And if he were shooting far afield of Donald Trump, it would likely explain why he hit the teleprompter, which ended up showering glass in every direction.
Well, there's, you know, I've heard that theory from several people, and it was originally reported by one of the news networks. But if you look at the pictures of the field after it's been emptied, after everybody's left, the two teleprompter screens are up there and they're intact. So, you know, I don't think that we need to you know, make this more complex than it is. I don't think that he went out there to help Donald Trump. He went out there to commit suicide. This is, we now know is from his search history that he was also tracking Joe Biden. He was looking for opportunities to go out in a blaze of glory. This kid was a school shooter. He had the exact same motivation as these people who are school shooters. He was bullied. He was a loner. He was obsessed with guns. He was gonna go out in a blaze of glory. He wanted history to remember his name. He wanted to be like John Wilkes Booth or John Hinckley. And, you know, he took his shot, and he missed. So, you know, thank God, frankly. That's where we're at. Alan, thank you very much for the call. But, you know, I just don't think we need to go down those roads. It's ugly enough as it is. And, you know, school shooters should not be able to get AR-15s. Democrats need to introduce legislation called the Save Donald Trump from Bullets Act that outlaws AR-15s.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Richard Cantu. For a third straight election cycle, former President Trump accepted the Republican presidential nomination, calling on Democrats to stop calling him an enemy of democracy.
I am the one saving democracy for the people of our country.
Turning to the economy,
I will end the devastating inflation crisis immediately, bring down interest rates, and lower the cost of energy. We will drill, baby, drill.
The U.S. is already the largest petroleum producer in the world, and inflation is closing in on the 2% rate that the Federal Reserve wants to see before lowering interest rates. An advisor to President Biden said Trump was playing his greatest hits from 2016 and made no appeal to moderates. Trump's speech ran longer than 90 minutes, which goes into the books as the longest broadcast nomination acceptance speech in U.S. history. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some big Wisconsin political figures say they would work for Donald Trump if he wins the White House again. Former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark said there aren't any plans in motion, but if he was asked, of course he would serve in a new Republican administration. During Trump's first term in office, Clark was considered for a post in the Department of Homeland Security. He withdrew his acceptance when news surfaced that he plagiarized his master's thesis. And former Governor Scott Walker is currently president of the group Young Americans for Freedom. He didn't rule out the idea. And Wisconsin has broken another employment record. New numbers from the Department of Workforce Development show the highest employment rate ever last month. The previous record was from May. Governor Tony Evers credited programs that strengthen the workforce through added access to education and fast-tracking licensing. That's been a big focus of his administration as governor. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Good Hollywood Feels news, Ryan Reynolds says he forfeited much of his salary to get the first Deadpool made. What did he do with what little salary he had left? Variety reports that Reynolds gave it to his co-writers, Rhett Reese and Paul Warnick, so they could be on the set with Reynolds and form a de facto writer's room. At this time, I should mention that his per diem on the big budget film is the budget of a small country. Still a nice gesture and a good guy. Can you imagine going through life hearing rumors that your mom slept with Mick Jagger? Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau can. Apparently, his mother, Margaret, attended a Rolling Stones concert and partied with the band after splitting with Trudeau's dad in the 70s. Margaret admits to partying with the Stones, but denies the rumors that she ever slept with Jagger, but joked that in retrospect, she says she would have slept with every single one of them. It's not so bad, Justin. Maybe she meant take a nap. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, look for mostly clear skies, light winds, and by sunrise, temperatures will be in the mid and upper 50s. A very comfortable start to our Friday. By afternoon on Friday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, light southwest winds, highs near 80. Right now, it's 61.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, as he does every Friday, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, and we celebrate Daiquiri Day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Phil Edner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, and host of the brilliant On the Edge podcast, which you can find wherever you find fine podcasts. He also has a video blog over on YouTube. Just plug in his name, Philip Edner. Phil, welcome back to the program. It's been a while since we talked. I'm glad to be back from vacation and glad to have you back on. What's the status of things in Ukraine? The last time we talked, you were losing power regularly there in Kyiv. The Russians were still bombing the crap out of the country.
Well, sadly, not a lot's changed when it comes to those things. We're still suffering from a very severe crisis when it comes to the electrical grid here. And we've had about 2 weeks of blistering hot weather. It's a heat wave that's been going on here. We get up to 105 degrees Fahrenheit yesterday.
Whoa.
And there's no AC, obviously. We get about 6 hours a day of electricity. They're sparsed out in 2 hour blocks generally. So we'll get one in the morning, a 2 hour period of electricity, one in the afternoon or evening, and then oddly enough, one in the middle of the night. And I think they do that basically because it alleviates the system, but it still allows for people to get some power. We're all living on basically these power stations, exaggerated forms of, you know, the little power banks that you have for your mobile phone, but just much, much larger. So we, when we get power, we charge those off. Yeah, basically a huge battery bank. But it's miserable. It's so hot, and there's no relief. But, you know, as awful as it is, it's not chipping away at the determination here. There's, you know, the morale is not great. People are suffering, but they are still resolved and determined not to be forced to any kind of negotiation prematurely, or that would have them with one hand tied behind their back. So it's not having the effect that the Russians would like, I think.
Louise and I visited five Baltic states last week, or the week before last. Kind of both, I guess. And it was just amazing. In Riga, Latvia, the government has put up a two-story tall picture of Putin's face looking like a skull, just this evil-looking face with a skull kind of superimposed on it, directly across the street from the Russian embassy. In Stockholm, they're having every Thursday the main square in the town, and our hotel was right facing that. They have a big protest where everybody gets together, waves Ukrainian flags, and people give speeches and things. In Riga, there was a place where children were bringing their stuffed animals and laying them out across the street from the Russian embassy, along a little stretch of grass there. In memorial of the 100,000 plus children that Russia has kidnapped and trafficked, Russia, the world's second largest producer of child pornography. We talk to people in Estonia and Tallinn who are terrified of Russia coming. I mean, you know, it's, Latvia in particular is. I mean, there's only not even 2 million people there, and they're right on Russia's border. In Helsinki, people were pissed. It's amazing, the unanimity that's going on in Ukraine or around Ukraine in at least the Baltic states that we visited in Northern Europe and Eastern Europe. But here in the United States last night, we were treated to a man who has said he doesn't care, he doesn't give a damn one way or the other what happens to Ukraine, who is going to be the vice president, to a president who has said that he basically wants to do whatever Putin wants. He will trash talk our intelligence agencies and defer to Putin. Whatever Putin wants, that's what Trump wants. And so I'm wondering how the Ukrainians are dealing with the possibility of this ticket.
Well, you know, there's been some hopeful thinking, or perhaps wishful thinking, when it comes to Trump himself. I've seen Ukrainian analysis saying that, you know, his ego won't allow him to take a second, you know, a side or a backseat to Vladimir Putin. I don't know if that's realistic or not, or if they're clutching at straws. There was the meeting between Boris Johnson and Donald Trump recently, former British Prime Minister, who came away from that meeting, said that, you know, saying that Donald Trump was going to keep support for Ukraine. You know, whether Johnson was being hoodwinked there or not, I don't know, or maybe there was wishful thinking there as well. But the appointment of J.D. Vance as a VP, the VP candidate, is deeply disturbing here. You know, I mean, when he was over here for the Davos Economic Forum, he refused to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky, saying that he didn't think he could learn anything new. Well, I mean, that's just, you know, shocking.
Yeah.
To a lot of Ukrainians. They're very worried about J.D. Vance, and of course, a second Trump administration. They don't, you know, they know that Trump is compromised by the Kremlin. They've had experience with their own politicians being compromised by the Kremlin. So they're very, very concerned about our election in November, especially with the way things are going in the Biden camp. You know, so there's obviously grave concern here, and they're watching it very closely. They've always kind of thought that maybe, you know, that Trump was going to be the one that would get elected in. But then many Europeans, I think, are starting to look at America as deeply dysfunctional and something, you know, no longer reliable. And there's a growing cynicism in Europe, as you may have noticed when you were on your travels, that they're starting to think, well, the Americans are a lost cause, and you know, of course, they would vote in someone as crazy as Donald Trump. But nevertheless, it's still deeply concerning over here, because Ukrainians think that the war here is directly connected to you know, Russia's influence, undue influence in our body politic in America. They see the linkage, because they themselves have been the victim of Russian interference in their political system and civic society as well. So, they're deeply worried.
Yeah, we heard the same thing in Poland too, which raises the question: what is the situation with the F-35s or F-16s? We keep hearing that, you know, these jets are on their way. The jets are on their way. In fact, I heard that 2 weeks ago. We're sending them immediately, or the process has begun. I have not heard about any jets protecting Ukraine. What's going on?
Yeah, something's up. Don't know what exactly. They're keeping their cards very close to their chest, as you can imagine.
Putin came out and said, "If you do this, I'm gonna consider you guys legitimate targets." Didn't he?
Well, he said that if the F-16s were allowed to operate from neighboring territory, that it would make them targets.
Right.
You know, whether or not that's the way that's going to shake out, we don't know yet. There is a problem with the fact, and President Zelensky made this point, in that the system is so different from what they're used to. They said that they had the same kind of problem with the Abrams tanks that we sent here. It's because the system is so completely different than what they're used to, and the infrastructure that's built around even more so than the Abrams tanks. The F-16 needs a longer runway. It needs more infrastructure to keep those planes flying, the maintenance and everything that goes around the actual pilot and his jet. You know, if you start building out runways, the Russians will see it, and that'll put it at risk. But there's something else happening here, and we don't know exactly what it is, because yes, the F-16 should have been in the air by now. So I don't know. None of us know you know, where the fault lies, whether it's in, you know, logistics, whether it's in the actual functioning of the F-16 and the infrastructure, or whether there's some political consideration going on, because we have this ongoing issue of once we give the weapons to Ukraine, we still put restrictions on it because we don't want U.S. weapons being fired in deep into Russian territory. Right. Now, recently they've said that the four oblasts or provinces or roughly states that Russia has declared as having been annexed in sham referendums, that those are open for attack because it's considered occupied territory, and this idea that Russia has already annexed it and it's a fait accompli, that's not accepted in the West. And different Western partners are putting different ramifications or limitations on what weapon can be used where. Here in Ukraine, the response to this is, you know, you're giving us these weapons, you're tying one arm behind our back, and we are not asking to do anything that the Russians themselves aren't doing. We can see them staging on their side of the border and then firing into our territory, oftentimes using weaponry given to them by the DPRK or Iran. So what's the difference between Russia firing into Ukrainian territory using third-party weapons and us doing the same? They're very frustrated with this whole limitation of what they can and cannot hit, because obviously they're watching jet, you know, they're watching bomber jet, you know, planes on the tarmac loaded with these enormous glide bombs, and then they fly internally within Russian airspace, but they drop the glide bomb and it goes for, you know, miles and miles, and then blows up a children's hospital, right, for example, here in Kiev 2 weeks ago.
Phil, you know, I mean, run,
very frustrating.
Thank you so much. Check out Phil's newsletter. Hang on just a second.
To Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Excuse me. Check out Phil's podcast, On the Edge. It's brilliant. Phil, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom. Yep.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Almaus Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Almaus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Today, let the present guide your ways. Breathe in the moment, let it fill your soul. In the here and now, you'll find your home. No need to worry about what's to come or dwell on things that have been done. This very second is all you need. In its simplicity, you'll be free.
And now. 9 minutes before the hour. Welcome back, Beth in Novi, Michigan. Hey, Beth, what's on your mind today?
Hello?
Hi, Beth.
How are you?
I am fine. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Well, as I told your screener, I voted for Joe Biden, and he also told me that he was going to be a transitional candidate. He was going to hand it off to the next generation. And he didn't do that. And now we're in this mess. And I'm a little frustrated. If he had handed it off to one of those younger, vibrant people who can keep a train of thought in their head during a debate, we wouldn't be in this situation. And
That's true. Or if Hillary Clinton hadn't jumped the line in 2016, as the previous caller pointed out, then and Joe Biden, who should have been the nominee in 2016, it would have kicked Donald Trump's ass, and we'd have three, good Democrats on the Supreme Court right now, and everything. You know, the whole world would be different. I mean, we can play if all day long, Beth, but it doesn't do any good.
It's not that. It's that he did lie to us. I'm just saying.
He said, I said I'd be a transitional candidate, but I didn't expect that I'd be running against Donald Trump again and that he would represent as big a threat as he does. And I think I'm the only guy who can beat him. That's what he said just a couple of days ago. In fact, I think he said it to Lester Holt. It might have been in another interview.
He did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. But I mean, no matter who runs, I'm going to vote. But it's very frustrating when we're at this junction right now with a very weak candidate.
Right.
And it's because he didn't step down when he should have.
Right.
And that's my opinion.
And the other concern that nobody is expressing, although a caller did a little earlier and then Dean Obidala brought it up, so I'll just mention it very briefly, is that under the 25th Amendment, I believe, no, it's not the 25th, it's the, which amendment? Hang on. It's the 25th Amendment. Under the 25th Amendment, if a president dies or is incapacitated in office, and you know, a guy who's 81 years old, the chances of that are much higher than, you know, somebody who's in their 50s or 60s or even 70s. Then the vice president becomes president, but number two in line of succession is the Speaker of the House, which right now is Republican Mike Johnson. And the vice president that is wanted and proposed by the president has to be voted, has to be ratified by both the House and Senate. Now, it requires just a simple majority vote, but, you know, if the Republicans, after this election, let's say Joe Biden does get reelected, and the Republicans control either the House or Senate, and Joe Biden has some sort of health issue or crisis or whatever and has to step down, we could be without a vice president. They could prevent there from being a vice president, in which case, if anything were to happen, God forbid, to Kamala Harris, assuming that she's, you know, then Mike Johnson becomes president, which adds a whole nother level of incentive to you know, Proud Boy, militia sniper types. And I mean, now we're getting into some really, really dark territory, and I'm going to stop the conversation right there, and I'm not going to go there again. But people have to be gaming this out. I mean, the serious politicians who work out of the White House, they have to be looking at all these things, and this is also a piece of it. Back to you, Beth.
Well, I agree with all of it. I'm 71, and I know how I am now at 71 than I was 3 years ago.
Yep.
With my energy, with my thinking, with my speaking.
Yep.
And he's 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
And he, to be able to work under pressure like that, I mean, he's doing great in many ways. I mean, don't get me wrong.
He really is.
Yes, he really, really is. And I just
he's a great president. He's just a lousy candidate right now.
I know. And I just feel sad. I feel sad for all of us that we're in this position where we don't know the outcome, and I'm worried about life for my grandchildren.
Yeah, I'm with you. Beth, I want to get another call before we hit the
All right,
top
well, thank
of the
you.
Thank you. Holly in Silver Spring, Maryland. Hey, Holly, we just have a minute. What's on your mind?
Okay, speaking of gaming it out, so what if Biden doesn't accept the nomination? Does that automatically go, even if he hands over delegates or whatever, goes to Kamala? Does anybody oppose her?
It depends on how he does it. And I'm not an expert on this.
What I'd like to know, because first of all, wait a second, because I'm not handing over my president if I don't know great detail of this plan.
Right.
So
my understanding of how this works, Holly, is he controls the delegates. He can ask the delegates to vote for, and maybe compel them. I don't think so, though. He can ask them to vote for Kamala Harris or somebody else.
So,
presumably it would be Kamala Harris.
So then she has to appoint a vice president.
Correct.
And then who's going to coalesce around that vice president? There's going to be a lot of infighting about who that vice president is.
There will be.
You know, and also I'd like to know is he going to be acting president in the next 4 months? If he steps down, does he do
he's not going to step down from being president. He would just stop being a candidate. Yeah. Holly, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-5.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
Friday night, we're back on Nightlight full-time and discussing Green Bay ghost tours with Tim Freese. And it's Friday, so our Friday friend Terry Barr will be on the show with new music and sparkling convo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
So I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
Go
it
ahead.
Clean.
Thanks. That's really
You
nice.
Are one master whacker. I'll tell you
Thanks.
That.
That's, wow, that's unbelievable.
Impressive.
You Hollywood types.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always